So the first thing to do is just get started. Put yourself out there. Be real. Be authentic. And whatever you do, never exaggerate your results or downplay how difficult it was to get those results. Whatever you coach, whether it's fitness, better relationships, or biz op and making more money, whatever you teach, just be real. That is one of the most important things.
Welcome to the Coaching Inc. podcast, the only podcast dedicated to helping coaches and consultants start and scale their coaching business. This is the No Fluff Zone. If you're ready to grow your client list, work from anywhere, and reach true financial freedom, stand by because the show begins right now.
Bam!
Here's your host, Tom Kroll.
Have you ever wanted to start putting yourself out there as a coach or consultant or someone who has a course that they created, an info course that they want to start selling or helping other people to achieve some sort of goal or transformation? And maybe you thought to yourself, like, where do I begin? What do I say or how do I say it? Maybe you're even starting without any audience at all. It's just you and you're just getting started right now and you have no email list and no followers on any of these social media platforms and you're just not sure where to start. Well, on today's Coaching Inc. episode, I am going to share with you exactly what to say and exactly how to say it to create what I call magnetic messaging. This is messaging that is going to be used to attract the exact right avatar to your audience, and it's going to repel all the wrong people. So I'm really excited about today's show. So let's get started. Bam! Okay, guys, so let's talk about what to talk about, right? This is going to be easy peasy, lemon squeezy. I'm going to give you a few tips and tricks to get started right now, but I want you to keep in mind that the most important thing is that you get started. I cannot stress this enough. All of the best speakers, all of the best content creators, all the people who are influencing and attracting other people and audiences, they got good because they practiced. So what I want you to first do is I want you to adopt an attitude of progress, not perfection. Or another way to say that is massive imperfect action. I promise you that your first speech, your first talk, your first social media live is not going to be as good as your 10th and your 100th and your 1,000th. So the first thing to do is just get started. Put yourself out there. Be real. Be authentic. And whatever you do, never exaggerate your results or downplay how difficult it was to get those results. Whatever you coach, whether it's fitness, better relationships, or biz op and making more money, whatever you teach, just be real. That is one of the most important things. So let's get into the meat and potatoes. The first thing is you should be enthusiastic about what you're talking about. Think about it this way. You were struggling in some way. You either had a problem or a fear or some issue or challenge that you were trying to solve or get over. That could have been a relationship with your significant other or your children, or maybe it was a fitness goal and you really weren't happy where you were at with fitness, or maybe it was a financial goal. But either way, you wanted something better and you found it. That's why you're coaching it, because it's so great that you're excited about sharing it with other people and you need to live in that space all the time. So whatever you're coaching, make sure that whenever you lose your footing or you are not sure what to say, think about where you were and where you are now. Put a big smile on your face and have contagious enthusiasm. This is critical. There are so many coaches who they start to speak and the coaches, they're either too technical or they just don't sound excited about what they're talking about. So have enthusiasm. And that really starts with appreciation. If you ever lose your footing, just go back to where you were, interrupt what you're saying and say, you know, I'm just so happy to be here. A few years ago, I wouldn't have been able to take off work to actually be making this video. So I just want to take a minute to say, I'm so happy and blessed to be able to provide this information for you. Little things like that, that's called pattern interruption with gratitude and appreciation for where you are now, that will automatically produce a ton of contagious enthusiasm in your content and in your messaging. And people want to hear that. Point number two is also very important. I call this RODS. And RODS, R-O-D-S, are radical outrageous differences. Sometimes as a coach, you are watching quote-unquote competitors or you're listening to other speakers and we try to match what they're saying. We want to sound like them. I would encourage you to do the exact opposite. All of the best influencers and coaches have polarizing messaging. They do a handful of things differently than everyone else. So you really want to embrace those RODS, those radical outrageous differences. When I first got started as a coach, I had 3 to 5 techniques that were just completely outrageous. And now they've actually become pretty standard in the industry that I came from. But at the time, they were radically different. And other coaches and other people in the space, influencers, and even some of the people who were just starting out in the industry, they were really very loud about how they disagreed with some of the things that I was doing and how I was doing them. So what I would encourage you to do is find your radical, outrageous differences, embrace them, and be loud and proud about them. This is going to set you apart and cut through all the noise and all of the static in the marketplace, and it's going to get people's ears for them to hear you because they need to hear you before they can consider you, right? So pick out what your RODS are, whatever they are. For me in the coaching industry right now, one of them is that you don't have to spend any money on a coaching business. There's no marketing funnels, tunnels, webinars, seminars, and paid ads. You can start to create a very profitable and successful coaching business as a coach or a consultant or a course creator without spending any money. And I know that to be true because I've done it myself. And I have a lot of coaching clients who have done it in their coaching businesses. So I know it's true. And a lot of other people disagree with that. They think the old school way of thinking, you have to spend money to make money. And I just flat out disagree. So I call that income funded and it works. And I believe it works. And if people disagree, that's fine, right? So that's some of my outrageous differences, which I love. Okay, guys, that brings us to point number three when you're talking, and that is called 10,000 talking points. So what the heck does 10,000 talking points mean? This is so important when you're getting started. Sometimes as we get more advanced into whatever our transformation was, we lose sight of who we were before we had that transformation. And this really works against us. So for instance, let's just say that you coach people how to do day trading on the stock market. And you might be really successful at that. And now you're doing it with really big numbers and you're using complicated language and you are moving around a lot of different things and you're doing it without any fear or reservation and you have all of these systems. But what you might be losing sight of is who you were when you first started, when you were scared, when you didn't know how to log into the trading account or whatever it was. So what I would encourage you to do is go back to whatever your last result was and look at it as a newbie, as a rookie, as an amateur, as somebody who's just starting out and really peel it apart. Look at what you just did at a result you just got, whatever it was, and really deep dive it. Why did you do it this way? Why didn't you do it the other way? Why was this way different from how you typically do it? Why is this methodology different from how most people do it? There are so many things that you do every single time you do a deal or you have a conversation, if you do relationships or a tactic or a strategy. There are so many things that you're doing that you just take for granted and you don't remember what it was like to be a beginner. Donald Miller from StoryBrand talks about this. He says, once you're a 10, the most you can hope for is to go down to a 6. But some of the people who are starting with us, they're just starting at level 1. So sit down and meditate on this. Get a pen and paper and try to write down at least 100 different questions that a newbie would ask you based on what you did, why you did it, how you did it, how it was different from other people, and all of the results that you get from it. Why was it bigger than normal? Why was it less than normal? Whatever. There's so much content in everything that you do and how you live your life that you might not realize it. So really focus on this point. The other thing that I want to talk about is something that I learned from Darren Bentley called repeating your bits. I used to always worry that people would need new and original content every single time I spoke. And Darren taught me, no, he said, that is not true. And he actually had me go back and watch some earlier recordings from Robert Kiyosaki and other people. And you will see that if you listen to these influencers, whoever they are, Dave Ramsey in the personal finance space, or whoever it is, if you listen to them, they are saying the same exact message over and over again, right? Cut up your credit card, stupid, right? Dave Ramsey, your house is not an asset. Robert Kiyosaki. So I want you to just be okay with understanding your audience wants to hear your hits. When you have dialed in your bits and your bytes and you've gotten good at them and you know how to say them and what to say, don't worry about whether or not that particular audience has already heard that message. It is okay to play your hits as a rock band. They want to hear your hits. So this is a confirmation of what they already know about you and they love it. And you'll see this again and again. So if you're stressing out that you need new content all the time, you don't. Every time you speak, you can act as if the audience who's listening to you has never heard from you before. And that is going to be a huge advantage as you continue to put yourself out there as an influencer or a coach or somebody who attracts an audience. Okay, one last point that you can implement right now today, as soon as this podcast episode is over, that are going to attract an audience right now. And that is this. I want you to bring people value when you speak. This is absolutely critical. You need to provide people with value, and a lot of people don't remember what the word value actually means. So let me explain it from a coaching perspective, or at least my personal definition of value. Value means one thing. What can they do with what you just said? That is the key. So I'm going to say that again. What can they do, the people listening to you, with what you just said? That's what value is. Because if the answer is nothing, then you provided no value. You might have provided a nice story about your personal story on your hero's journey, right? Marketing people call it, about how you were out of shape and now you're fit, or how you were broke and now you're wealthy, or whatever. Or maybe you just motivated and inspired people. But the most important thing is that you provided people with value. Whatever your biggest secrets are, whatever your tactics, your strategies, your methodologies to actually help people, I want you to be a generous expert and always be giving it away all the time. This is going to attract people to you, and it's going to indoctrinate them into how you think and how the way the world should be from your perspective. That's how you are going to build an amazing tribe of awesome people who, however you're helping them. So bring people value. Give it all away. And if you're worried that if you give away your best and biggest secrets, who's going to pay you for coaching? Nothing could be further from the truth. I cannot emphasize this enough. When I had my coaching business outside of the coaching space, I had a different coaching business. And when I had it, we were giving everything away. As a matter of fact, people were coming to us as clients after they had already achieved the results. That's amazing. So provide people with mountains of value. Start out with your biggest secrets. And I promise you, even though you're helping, you're being the generous expert, which is what we believe at Coaching Inc., even though you're being the generous expert and you're giving away tons of value, people will still come in. They're going to want to be in your community, in your tribe, in your education system. That is just a few tips. If you want to find out more, and if you're interested to stop learning and start earning, you just want to build a coaching business right now that is profitable, scalable, and sellable, head on over to coachinginc.com. That's coachinginc.com. Fill out an application. And if we like what you have to say, we might even invite you in. All right, guys, have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. Bam!
Coaches, it's time to take massive imperfect action. Go right now to coachinginc.com to schedule a clarity call with us so we can help you take your business to brand new heights. That website again is coachinginc.com. So head over there now, and we'll see you on the next episode of Coaching Inc.